I also know that you've recently published a paper with a professor at the University of British Columbia here, which leads me into the matter of establishing these links between the UK, Canada, and possibly in the United States. Where do you see the benefits of cross-jurisdictional studies and analysis around this problem? I assume that the ecosystems environments between, there are differences between Canada, the coast of the south of England. Where do you see the benefits of comparative studies in this particular area?
Well, the benefits are that taxpayers' resources are very, very limited, and there's a limit to the amount of progress that can be made by individual laboratories. It's only really by combining strengths across the board and exchanging information that we can get a clear picture. This problem was only that came to the fore thanks to a Royal Society report in 2006, and we've only had very few years to really catch up with the enormity of this issue. We can't all research everything individually. We've got to exchange information between each other. And that's why, in particular, I've teamed up with the University of British Columbia, because they're doing a series of very interesting and important experiments in laboratories that really can help inform my experiments at carbon dioxide natural vent systems and vice versa. Right. And unless we talk to each other, we'll make much slower progress.
Fantastic. well, Jason, thank you for your time, and thank you for visiting us here in the office. I wish you well in your endeavors, and I hope you're enjoying the conference. And I know you got a big press conference tomorrow, and wish you well on that. And hopefully we'll hear of these links developing in the future.
I'm sure they will develop. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.